During the 2 days of meetings, the board addressed issues on leadership, public relations, and academic objectives. One consistent concern from the group had to do with public perception and local media coverage of the school district. Member Petra Butler said it's frustrating to not get recognition for their successes.
But you know, Marianne, this board has done some fabulous things, and I think sometimes those are extremely overlooked, especially when something negative happens. Things that have been accomplished in that short period of time, I think, are pretty spectacular. We as a collective group should be very proud of all the accomplishments that we've made thus far.
Paid consultant Marianne Billington agreed with the board that the national media is more favorable to the district than the local media.
I will acknowledge when I took this on a few months ago and started gathering information, I find more positive press about Park City outside of the state of Utah than I do inside the state of Utah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I think it's references, it's comparisons, it's through the associations, the things that you're doing there, and those are broadcast. We're just not bringing them home.
However, School District Communications Director Melinda Colton disagreed.
I disagree completely with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, right.
I think that, look, KPCW and the local TV station, we average about 55 local stories a month. That's unheard of.
Yeah, but the kind of stories.
No, I'm talking of those positive, maybe 10% are negative, really. Mm-hmm. But again, I know what Andrew's going to say. It's the negative ones they remember.
Right.
That's right. But I think locally, I mean, the majority of our stories that are out there are pretty great.
Okay.
Really. But it's hard to, it looks skewed to you. I can even give you a summary of positive, negative.
Yep.
But Board President Andrew Kaplan said it's not the quantity of the stories, it's the one or two negative local stories that strike a chord with the community that overshadows the positive. But he said that's not a bad problem to have when community expectations are high.
When we execute well, it's expected, right? When we have a mistake or we're going through a learning process, we're finding our way in something, then it's easy to criticize. I think it's a high quality problem, obviously, but it's what we struggle with. And I think that's the press thing, right? Is like, you see all these things nationally. Locally, that's not the story, right? Locally, the story is, well, we should have done this differently, or we could have done this differently, and that's okay.
Board of Education President Andrew Kaplan. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.